Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
Hi, this is Jay from We Got the Geek. And on June the 4th, we were honored to be asked by Mostly Comics to come down to their store and sit in on their special event. They had legendary artist Neil Adams appear. He did a signing. Yeah, Neil Adams is known for awesome work that he did on the Batman series, and he did Hard Traveling Heroes with Green Arrow and Green Lantern, Muhammad Ali and Superman, did some Avengers work and some X-Men work, and the list goes on and on. Just an amazing talent. I grew up reading his books, so I was really impressed to meet him at Mostly Comics. And I want to thank Bev and Cheryl and Kim for getting us into the store and looking out for us and talking to Neil about our podcast beforehand. One little problem. Our recorder decided to start having technical difficulties near the end of the interview, so we missed about a minute and a half of the conversation. That said, I think the interview went great, and I'd like to share it with you here right now, and We Got the Geek, our Neil Adams interview.
Recording?
Let's
do it.
Well, this is
Jay. Want to hear this?
Hey!
Thanks. Okay, we're going to get a little rowdy. I'm just saying.
Fine with that.
Sure, I'm just saying. Got to be able to shuck and jive with the best of them.
Nice. All right, this is Jay and Kath. We're at Mostly Comics, and we're proud to be...
Jay and Neil, because Kath is sitting in the background acting as though she's not part of the show and taking pictures of it. Let's be honest.
And she's nodding her head at that, too.
She's nodding her head, agreeing with me, exactly.
Well, I'm proud to be here with Neil Adams.
Why are you proud?
Because I grew up just admiring your art and things like
just
that.
Just my art?
And your storytelling.
Stories.
Oh, fantastic stories.
Wait a second. What is art without stories?
You're absolutely correct.
You know what? Because if it wasn't for the stories, I mean, when you say, I just got this or I've been reading this, you're not reading the drawings.
True.
You're reading the story. You may not even just be reading the words, you're reading the story, because we perform in a form that is both picture and words. So basically, hopefully, we are good storytellers. That's what we try to be. That's what hopefully attracts people to what it is that we do. Because you know what? If you just do pretty pictures, they're just pretty pictures.
Okay. I really wanted to ask you about a story that I loved as a kid, and I really wanted you to sign it today, but the cover's all ripped off. Oh. It is well read. Superman versus Muhammad Ali.
Superman versus Muhammad Ali, the best comic book ever done.
I love it.
Up to Batman Odyssey. Up to Batman Odyssey, but the best comic book ever done.
Where did the idea come for that one?
Julie Schwartz, the rowdiest, most rambunctious. I'm trying to think of a clean word for Julie. Understand this about Julie Schwartz. Julie Schwartz was an agent for science fiction writers when he was a teenager. He was an agent for Ray Bradbury and all these other writers as a teenager. And then later on in life became a boring comic book editor. But he revolutionized science fiction. Okay, as a comic book editor, rowdy and rambunctious, and he would kick me out of his office as often as possible. So when he came up with Superman versus Muhammad Ali, everybody laughed. Everybody thought it was funny. I did not. I thought, good idea. About time. You know what? We need a black character in a comic book equal to Superman. I want to see that. So I supported it wholly. Turns out that they offered it to Joe Kubert to draw.
Oh, wow.
He did the cover. The Ali people didn't like the cover because they thought it was a little too crude and they didn't like the likenesses. And so they asked for somebody who drew more realistically. So they came to me. I agreed to do it. I took Joe Kubert's layout and traced it out of respect for Joe and did his cover over as my cover. So if you go to the Joe Kubert school, you will see his cover in his office that's exactly the same as my cover with, of course, different people in the place of those characters.
Okay. So I just wanted to ask you, did you ever get a chance to meet Ali? And if so, what did he think of the book?
I got a chance to meet Ali. And as it turns out, we finished the book when he won the championship the third time. So we had a press conference after he had won the title for the third time. and we announced the, you know, talked about him winning it and talked about the comic win. And Ali came in, shook hands. He passed by because he had to go and talk to the reporters. And, of course, you know what he's like talking to reporters, or at least what he was like.
Oh, yeah.
And I slapped him on the back as he went by, and it was like I hit a wall. Solid muscle. Solid muscle. Very impressive, man. I also know that Ali, even now, talks about this book and goes over page by page and sequence by sequence with people. And he can't get enough of it. He really, really likes the book.
Oh, that's great.
It is.
That's great.
I'm very lucky in that regard.
Oh, that's awesome. And Kath and I, she's way over there, we're big Green Arrow fans.
Yes.
And,
aren't we all?
I would hope so. Love the.
Can't that guy on television smile more often? Put a grin on that guy's. What the hell? What is the devil may care Green Arrow that I know? I want to see a grin on that guy's puss.
Too busy taking his shirt off, I guess.
Well, he takes his shirt off just fine. I would have to say, and that thing with the bars and jumping with the bars, that's pretty good. I like that. But you know that little smile every once in a while? I want to see that. Stop killing people with arrows. That was good. In fact, I was at the San Diego Comic-Con a year ago after the first season, and the writers of the show came up to me, and they said, we're the writers of the Arrow show. I said, oh, well, that's interesting. All of you guys? They said, yeah. So what do you think of the show? Okay, should I bullshit you, or should I tell you the truth? They said, no, tell us the truth. I said, well, Green Arrow doesn't take arrows and shoot them into people's hearts and kill them. Hello? And they said, then you're going to like the next season. I said, why? It's because he's not going to do that anymore. Really? No shit. He's not going to kill people anymore? I already like you guys. You know, that's good. So he said, so anything else? I said, well, why don't you let that guy smile once in a while? So, well, I don't know if we can do that, but there's going to be some other people showing up on the show, people you may know. Like? Well, wait till the new season starts. Well, of course, when the new season started, they're talking about Ra's al Ghul, they're talking about Nanda Parbat, they're talking about Diana Drake, they're talking about The Flash, they're talking about, you know, these characters showing up. It's like the Neil Adams show.
Nice.
So I'm like, I'm happy with that show. That's fine. And they also told me who's going to be Ra's al Ghul, and he's already appeared on the show.
Okay. Well, how have you felt about Ra's al Ghul's portrayal in other media? Like, what did you think of him in Batman Begins?
They're working toward it. They're working toward it. Haven't hit it yet, but they're working toward it. I think it's a hard character to do. I mean, it's sort of like I don't know if you're a Sherlock Holmes fan, and Moriarty shows up on the screen, and you go, nah. You know, nah, I'm sorry. You really want Moriarty to be something, okay? And I've established that Ra's al Ghul, at least visually, and sort of personality-wise, because he is kind of like Moriarty, a little less a criminal, a little bit more of a mastermind. And you know what he looks like. He's got no eyebrows. He's got a very high forehead, combs his hair back, very deep sunken eyes, very powerful. He's sort of like Jack Palance when he was a young man, only he looks smarter. You guys remember Jack Palance? Looked like
hell. Oh, yeah.
This was a guy. This is a guy who could enter a room and make you shiver. That's the way I think of Ra's al Ghul. You know, walks into a room and you go, "Whoa! I hope that guy doesn't talk to me. I don't know what I'm going to say." Anyway, but I mean, you know, he tries to be a good guy. If you read Batman Odyssey, you'll meet a Ra's al Ghul. The thing about Ra's al Ghul is that there's all these things that I reveal in Batman Odyssey about Ra's al Ghul that you really have to read over 2 and 3 times to get. First of all, he never tells the truth. He's sort of like the devil. And everything he says, where he accuses other people, if you go on the basis that he never tells the truth, everything that he says is not only suspect, but in fact a lie. And it's almost like he can't not lie. So those of you who have read the old Batman stories where Ra's al Ghul was introduced, okay? Where Ra's al Ghul shows up in Batman's cave, Batcave, and he says, you know, I was able to figure out that you were Bruce Wayne. At that moment, you, the audience, believe him. And we reveal in Batman Odyssey that Batman didn't believe him one bit.
So once again, I want to thank the great Neil Adams for allowing us to talk with him in Mostly Comics. And we really appreciate the time he gave us. And thanks to again to Bev and Kim and Cheryl of Mostly Comics, our Mostly Comics family, for getting us in to talk with him and get some autographs and photos taken. We had an awesome time. So thanks again, and make sure you check out Mostly Comics. They sell a lot of great stuff, and again, they're like family. So thanks once again. This is Jay Stu signing off.
Mostly Comics has been serving the Niagara region for over 30 years. The store sells a variety of comics and entertainment-related products, including graphic novels, toys, and collectibles. Mostly also purchases rare comics upon appraisal. Visit Kim and the Gang at 413 St. Paul Street in St. Catharines, or check out their website at www.mostlycomics.com.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.